This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. U.S. President Donald Trump and the White House dismiss an article alleging that he made disparaging remarks about the nation's war dead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump continues to slam the Atlantic magazine's report, alleging he mocked the U.S. war dead.
It's a hoax.
The article quotes anonymous sources, many of whom were confirmed independently by the Associated Press. In a White House briefing, Trump tried to blame former chief of staff and retired Marine General John Kelly.
I don't know that it was him. I haven't seen that. I mean, I see anonymous, but it could have been a guy like a John Kelly.
Retired Green Beret Joe Kent's wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. He says he met with Trump when her body arrived at Dover Air Force Base.
I didn't get any kind of disrespect. I didn't get any vibe of disrespect.
Kent says he doesn't believe any of those quoted and wouldn't, even if they came forward. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. Defense ministers of India and China have met at the Russian capital to try to solve rising tensions and resolve them along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with a Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.